This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
A full carers allowance or a halfway carers allowance. So I'll go through it and the rules and the means test on it for today. So the carers allowance, the payment to people on low income who are looking after a person who needs support because of age, disability or illness. And this includes mental illness. If you qualify for carers allowance, you may also qualify for other secondary benefits, including the free household benefits, that's something off the gas and electricity, and a free television licence. You will automatically get a free travel pass. Everybody in receipt of carers allowance gets a free travel pass. And also you might be eligible for a medical card. There are other things you might be entitled to, but you'll definitely get the bus pass that comes with it. If you consider that you've been wrongly refused a carers allowance and you're unhappy with the decision, whether down to medical reasons or the means test, you can also put a review in or you can appeal it, and the Citizen Advice help people and advocate on their behalf on putting an appeal into the social welfare. Now, in the budget 2018, the maximum weekly rate of carers allowance will increase by €5, and that was paid out from this week, the 26th of March. And the child, if you're claiming for child dependence, that goes up by €2 from 29.80 to 31.80. So everybody got a €5 rise on it. If you have no children, €5, and then €2 extra depending on how many children you have. So the rules: you must be living with or in a position to provide full time care and attention to a person who needs care who does not normally live in an institution. However, you may continue to be regarded as providing full time care and attention if you are the person being cared for is undergoing medical or treatment for up to, so they allow you, if the person is in the hospital, for up to 13 weeks to claim your payment, and then if it's after 13 weeks the payment stops. You must be a habitual resident in the state, not live in a hospital or a convalescent home, and be at least 18 years of age. You've not been engaged in employment, but they do allow you in full-time employment or self-employment. You can work up to 15 hours a week and still claim your carers allowance once you have somebody in a position to look after the person while you're out doing the work. The person you're caring for must be over age 16 to claim that you're caring for must be over age 16, because if you're under 16, you would be receiving a domiciliary care, a monthly payment for them. So when they turn 16, you go for the carers allowance for the person that you're looking after. Now, what counts as means is any income that you have. You're allowed to have, if you're a single person looking after somebody, €335 a week, and if you're a couple, €665 to be entitled for the carers allowance. So what they mean by the means, they look at investments, property, cash in hand, savings, any stock, shares and bonds. Everything is taken into consideration, and you have to fill and acknowledge all this on the application forms. So if you get the carers allowance and you're minding the person 6 months prior to the June of the year you're caring for them, you'll also be entitled to, it used to be called a respite grant, it's now called a carer support grant, and that's for €1,700. It's a one off payment the first Tuesday in June. If you're caring for more than one person, you'll get a full rate plus 50% for the second person, so you'll get payment and a half if you're caring for two people. There's an extra form you fill in for a second person. Now, the carer's allowance is taxable income, so if it's a woman claiming it and her husband is working and she's not working, her husband needs to adjust his tax credit to show that his partner, whether male or female, is in receipt of the carer's allowance. Now, if you're looking after somebody that's under age 66, one person, the maximum rate is 209. If you're looking after two people under age 66, it's 31350. If you're over 66 and you're looking after a person, whether it be a husband and wife looking after one another, it's 247. And if you're 66 caring for two people, it's €370. You don't get paid for qualified adult on carers allowance. I think it's the only payment that you don't pay for qualified adult, but you can get an increase for a child. As I said, it was 29.80, but it's gone up €2 this week, so it'll be 31.80. And depending on the income, you might be entitled to even a half rate for the child dependent. So that was 14.90, so it'll only go up by €1, so that'll be going up by 15.90. You can get credited contribution PRSI while you're on carers allowance as well, so you get credits to go towards your pension that you might need when you come to age 66. So just to let you know how you apply for it. Now, if you're caring for somebody, say for example you're a lone parent, or you're on illness benefit or invalidity pension, and you're caring for somebody while you're on this payment, you can't, as people know, get two social welfare payments, but this is the exception where you can get a half rate carers and still keep your main social welfare payment. You'd still get the full €1,700 grant, and you'd also get the bus pass if you hadn't already got it. So if you are looking after somebody and you are in receipt of a social welfare payment, not job seekers, If it was job seekers, you have to be actively seeking full-time employment to get job seekers. So because you'd be caring full-time, you'd have to come off the job seekers and get the full rate of the carer's allowance, which is 209 and the other is 193. So you'd be only getting a difference of 14 or 15 euros for switching payments. But as I said, you'd get a half rate of carer's allowance if you're receiving invalidity, illness, illness benefit, disability allowance, one parent family payment, blind pension, and the half rate is 104.50 at the moment. Now you apply for this, you fill out a carer's allowance form. You can get this from any local social welfare office, or you can call into the citizen advice and we can fill out the form for you. You can also claim carer's allowance if you're looking after a child and you're in receipt of the domiciliary care allowance. You fill out the carer's allowance form. The difference here is domiciliary care is paid for children that have a disability up to the age of 16. It's a monthly allowance. You get €309 a month. If you're already in receipt of the domiciliary care, when you apply for the carer's allowance, there's no need to fill in the medical part of the form because they'd be aware that you'd already done this and you wouldn't have been in receipt of the carer's allowance. So that's just for people that are receiving domiciliary care allowance. The carer's allowance form, only the front part of the form and not the medical part needs to be filled in. Now, as I said, we keep the forms here in the Citizen Advice, or you can also get one from your local office. If you have any queries to do with this, either the domiciliary care allowance, the full rate carers or the half rate carers, you can drop up to our service in the Civic Centre on Bunratty Road, we're on the top floor. Or if you can't get, we're no appointments, we're a drop-in service. We open from 9 to half 4 Monday to Friday. And if you can't get into us, you can email us at sidinfo.ie, northsidesidinfo.ie. Or if you want to give us a ring, you'll get the same information over the phone. And just give you our phone number. It's 0761078190. That's 0761078190. So if you can't drop into us and you have any queries to do with the carer's allowance or the carer support grant or the domiciliary care, just give us a ring and we'll answer the queries. Or as I said, drop up to us. That's it, John.
Okay, Jackie, thank you very much for that.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.